Trundling through the bridle paths, too low for horse and rider now, even in the warmest weather, ruts that never quite dried out, the sunlight trickled through the branches that grew on both sides of the track, and overhead met in the middle, curled, entwined, and doubled back. The children skittered off the pathway, joined the grown-ups further on, where the light streamed through the beech leaves, Robin Hood and Little John. The curls of bracken barely showing, whipped off by swishing hazel shoots, sharp as blades with patterns carved by the tribe of Croydon Sioux, on bows and arrows, fired and found amongst the brambles, sticks for guns, and the dried yolk from the eggshell that fitted on a small child's thumb. Amongst the willow herb and bracken, evening insects buzzed and humming grip upon the day had slackened, knowing night was surely coming. A breeze blows up, and through the birches stirs cathedrals of pines, wafts through copses still as churches, above the ferns a child's head high. Leaf mould underneath the beeches, sweet decay perfumes the eve, the last rays of sun stretches and reaches, stragglers who are last to leave. Residents of sandy banks, badgers, voles, and all their kin, poke out their noses left and right, venture forth and sniff the wind. Birds are jostling for branches in oaks and elms and silver birch. Rabbits wash, sat on their haunches. A fox begins his nightly search. Sunlight fell upon the sandstone. Shadows spread on Breakneck Hill, where someone jumped once for a wager. The man survived. The horse was killed. Now the woodcraft tinies come, that live among the roots of trees. Goblins, fairies, elves and pixies, moved by curiosity to go out in that other world, where only children understand the mysteries of the absurd, explained away by mortal man. They clamber over garden walls or float like dandelion seed, plant toadstool rings upon the lawns, and hide important things you need. And if they're caught when sun has risen, they must stand like statues still, with foolish grins in flowerbed prisons, waiting patiently until shadows blue at evening free them to the woods from whence they came. Children know this, for they see them in gardens all along the lane. Back in the woods, lain on the heather, as if in sleep, a child lay. No frantic calling would awake him. Creatures sniffed and ran away. And the moon above the pine trees let gentle light upon his form. Mr. Latimer would find him on his rounds tomorrow morn. At once the woods were changed forever. Playtime shrieks not sound the same. Each and every cry examined. Was it for joy or was it pain? For if a child stays as a child, it's often said that he is touched by fairies who would keep him so, the love they feel for children's such that they cannot bear to let them grow, and keep one for themselves sometimes, playing tricks to let us know that they remember carefree times. They did not tell us where it happened, but soon we knew his age and name, and the man-child that had done it, all the pity, and the blame was laid at doors in roots of trees, and dandelions cursed again, and garden gnomes were trapped forever in flowerbed prisons down the lane.